Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, July 29th, and it's National Chicken Wing Day.
Chicken wing, hot dog and bologna, chicken and macaroni, chilling with my homie.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. The Metro Atlanta spa shooter pled guilty to murder in Cherokee County and was sentenced to life without parole. As the Delta variant spreads, vaccinated groups are urged to wear masks where spread is high. Kennesaw is considering joining a sister city program in a bid to spur development. The Cobb Accountability Court's new judges and coordinator were announced. The Cobb Library serving remaining emergency meals today and tomorrow. And finally, a Cobb counselor resigns in an act of protest over the district's handling of race issues.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it.
The man charged with killing eight people at spas in the Metro Atlanta area has been sentenced to multiple life sentences without parole for crimes in Cherokee County. Robert Aaron Long was sentenced Tuesday to four consecutive life sentences without parole plus 35 years in a state prison. He pleaded guilty to four counts of murder and other charges in the March 16th shooting at Young's Asian Massage, which left four people dead and a man critically injured. The four victims who died in the Cherokee County shooting were 33-year-old Delana Yon Gonzalez, 54-year-old Paul Andre Michaels, 49-year-old Zhaoji Tan, and 44-year-old Daoyu Fing. Long is also accused of killing four more people at two Atlanta spas, Gold Spa and Aromatherapy Spa, killing 74-year-old Soon Chung Park, 51-year-old Hung Jung Grant, 69-year-old Suncha Kim, and 63-year-old Yong Yue. Six of the eight victims who died were Asian women. Mr. Long has blamed the shootings on a sex addiction and saw the outlets as an outlet for that addiction. When he was arrested in Crisp County, police and prosecutors say he was headed to Florida to commit similar mass shootings. He still faces murder charges in Fulton County, where District Attorney Fannie Willis is seeking the death penalty and also enhanced penalties associated with hate crime charges. Mr. Long was sentenced for all charges he was indicted on in May, four counts of malice murder, four counts of felony murder, criminal attempt to commit murder, 11 counts of aggravated assault, aggravated battery, possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, and criminal damage to property in the first degree. The judge said she hoped the sentencing would help bring closure to the victims' families. Faced with a new, more infectious variant of the coronavirus and rising caseloads, the CDC recommended that people vaccinated against the virus resume wearing masks indoors in communities with substantial and high transmission of the virus. The CDC also recommended that people in K-12 schools, students, staff, and teachers wear masks regardless of the virus's community spread or one's vaccination status. It did, however, also recommend that students return to in-person learning during the coming school year. Only 2 months earlier, the CDC said people who had been vaccinated could congregate indoors without masks. Such was the protection offered by coronavirus vaccines granted emergency approval by the federal government. In Cobb County, caseloads began dropping after a winter surge. In late May, the spread of the coronavirus in Cobb County dipped below a crucial threshold, marking the difference between high and moderate risk environments. But the progress is slowly being undone. Over the weekend, the county announced that Cobb was approaching that threshold of 100 cases per 100,000 residents. Public health experts have attributed the rise in cases in part to the Delta variant, which was first detected in India toward the end of last year. In Georgia, only 40% of people are considered fully vaccinated, according to state data. That figure is 47% in Cobb and 49% nationwide. Hoping to boost foreign investment in Kennesaw, Andrew Gasparini wants the city to find a sibling. Mr. Gasparini, Kennesaw's assistant to the city manager, has proposed the city establish a sister city commission to help Kennesaw attract economic development and broaden its cultural cachet. The program's inspiration came in part from a similar effort by Cobb County, which in 2007 entered into a relationship with Seongdong-gu, South Korea. Over the years, delegations of business and government leaders from the area made several visits to Cobb, and several deals with firms including Kia and LG had been in the works. Kennesaw is hoping to avoid that fate by delegating the maintenance of the relationship to a commission rather than a sole custodian.
In the court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, "Hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot." So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, "90 days."
Cobb has named two new presiding judges and a new coordinator to one of its accountability courts. Judge C. Latane Kell, who helped found and formerly presided over the Intermediate Drug Treatment Court, will shift to the Veterans Accountability and Treatment Court. Judge Kimberly Childs will take Kell's position as a presiding judge for the former court, which handles cases of lower-risk participants battling substance abuse. Ms. Portia Middlebrook, meanwhile, now serves as coordinator for the Drug Court. She joins the court after serving as a law enforcement work release counselor and a pretrial intervention counselor with the Department of Corrections. The picks were announced by Superior Court Chief Judge Robert Leonard. Cobb Superior Court's accountability courts, of which there are four, aim to treat an offender's underlying issues and return individuals to being productive members of society while reducing the cost of incarcerating generally nonviolent offenders. Personal service is what sets us apart. You're not a number, but at WD Little Mortgage, they'll know you by your name. When you deal with their team, you're dealing with a member of the community, a lifetime Marietta resident. Founded by William D. Little in 1983 to help those in Marietta and Cobb with their mortgage needs. And today, W.D. Little's great niece, Mary Ansley Sutherland, leads the company. Mary Ansley and her team can help you with first mortgages, second mortgages, refinancing, or any other need you may have. Why not take advantage of historically low rates now? Pick up the phone and give her a call. Even if you have a mortgage question, her team is a reference for help. At W.D. Little Mortgage, Mary Ansley Sutherland and her team love what they do and would love to help you. Look to W.D. Little Mortgage, your hometown personal lender, just off the square in Marietta. Or call Mary Ansley today at 770-425-6267. Or visit them online at wdlittle.com. W.D. Little Mortgage, Georgia Residential Mortgage Licensee 5680. NMLS number 169055, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
Driving in the metro area can be stressful. Worried about getting in a car wreck?
The traffic perimeter is backed up for miles.
Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm take away some of your stress in the event you're injured on the road. When a car wreck knocks you off course, Johnson & Alday will get you back on track. Trust the team with more than 40 years of experience. Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm help clean up the mess after any accident. Call for a free personal injury or workers' compensation case evaluation today. 678-785-9595. Or find them online at johnsonallday.com.
Cobb Libraries, in partnership with state education officials, are hosting the final days of free summer food programs today and tomorrow. 7 days of breakfast and lunch emergency meals will be distributed in the parking lots of select libraries. Ages 18 and younger are eligible to receive the food on a first-come, first-served basis. Recipients remain in their cars to receive the food. The meals are available at the following times and locations. The Switzer Library, 266 Roswell Street in Marietta, 10 a.m. to noon today. Stratton Library, 1100 Powder Springs Road in Marietta, 1:30 to 3:30 today. And then the South Cobb Regional Library at 805 Clay Road in Mableton, 10 a.m. to noon on Friday. A Cobb Schools counselor and outspoken critic of the district's handling of racial issues has resigned in what she said is a protest of the school board's ban on the teaching of critical race theory. Jennifer Susco, formerly a counselor at Mableton Elementary School, turned in a letter of resignation Monday. In her resignation letter, Ms. Susco took aim at the school board's adoption of a resolution banning the teachings of critical race theory last month. Critical race theory is an academic concept that asserts racism is not just an individual prejudice, but also systemic in America's legal systems and institutions. She organized a rally supporting the basic teachings of critical race theory during that meeting. In her resignation, she said the ban means the district can now penalize her for examining and addressing issues that directly harm my students, end quote. She closed her letter by saying she would continue her advocacy, although she could no longer remain in her job under the present leadership without either compromising her values to use a harmful and dishonest approach or being fired swiftly for doing what she says is right. When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at CarmichaelFuneralHomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
What's the first thing potential customers and clients are going to do when they check out your business? They're going to look at your website. And if your website isn't impressive, they're going to move on and find one that is. Premium Web Design is here to help. Premium Web Design can create a custom website for your specific needs. Ever heard of SEO? Premium Web Design does that too. Don't lose customers because you have a crappy website. Contact Premium Web Design today at premiumwebdesign.com.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.